Picture a man at the pinnacle of professional achievement, best-selling books, sold-out speaking tours, international acclaim, yet feeling a knowing emptiness that no accomplishment can fill. This wasn't hypothetical. This was Wayne Dyer's reality when he realized that everything he'd been chasing was leaving him spiritually bankrupt. That moment of reckoning sparked a profound transformation, one that would eventually touch millions of lives across the globe. What he discovered challenges everything we've been taught about happiness and fulfillment. The answers we seek aren't waiting in the next promotion, relationship, or achievement. They're already inside us, buried beneath layers of conditioning and false beliefs. This insight isn't just philosophical poetry. It's a practical roadmap to a completely different way of being. We've spent our entire lives constructing an identity from external materials, our job title, possessions, achievements, relationships. But what if that entire structure is built on sand? Beneath the surface of this fabricated self lies something eternal and unchanging, your sacred self, the divine spark that animates your physical form. Think of it this way. You're not a human being occasionally having spiritual experiences. You're a spiritual being temporarily having a human experience. Your body ages and returns to dust, but the consciousness observing through your eyes has always existed. We've been conditioned since childhood to identify with the temporary rather than eternal. Parents, teachers, and society taught us who we should be, creating invisible walls around our potential. Carlos Castaneda's teacher simply dropped his personal history, like drinking. When you erase others' expectations, you become free to discover who you actually are. Certain beliefs act like invisible chains, the tyranny of more, the exhausting treadmill of acquisition that never delivers satisfaction. Peace Pilgrim understood, a simplified life is a sanctified life. Real freedom comes when you replace more is better with peace is better. The victim mentality surrenders your power by blaming external circumstances. Taking full responsibility reclaims your creative authority. Another paralyzing belief is the false war between idealism and realism. Quantum physics reveals your focused attention literally affects reality. When you visualize with emotional intensity, you're participating in creation. Most damaging is separateness, the illusion you're disconnected from everything else. We're interconnected through invisible energy fields. Love thy neighbor as thyself isn't moral instruction, it's metaphysical fact. Who's noticing your thoughts right now? That observer is your witness, the part of you that watches life unfold without getting tangled in the drama. This witness isn't the I doing the thinking. It's a loving presence connected to your eternal soul, offering immediate distance from consuming problems. A woman with chronic depression experienced a breakthrough when asked, "Is the noticer depressed?" She realized the observer couldn't itself be depressed. By watching her depressing thoughts rather than identifying with them, she began healing. You can cultivate this witness in four domains. First, observe your body with detachment. Notice how your physical form has changed over the years, yet the observer remains unchanged. Second, watch your thoughts like trains passing through a station, arriving and departing, but never defining the station itself. Third, observe your life energy through conscious recollection and release, recapturing energy dissipated in past conflicts. Finally, observe the world without making everything about you, allowing you to see clearly and respond with wisdom rather than reactivity. Your mind generates roughly 60,000 thoughts daily, most endlessly recycling. This internal noise, what spiritual traditions call the monkey mind, consists primarily of beliefs others installed in you, laced with doubt about your ability to heal yourself or experience peace. Imagine your consciousness as a pond with five distinct levels. At the surface, fleeting thoughts about deadlines create constant turbulence. Below, you engage in endless analysis and imaginary conversations. Deeper still, you begin feeling gratitude, joy, and connection to all life. At the next level, you enter stillness and bliss, where awareness sparkles with divine presence. Finally, at the deepest level, you reach the field of all possibilities, the still point where you discover you're not just the wave, but the entire ocean. Your ego isn't an enemy to conquer. It's an illusion to recognize. The ego presents you as you'd like to be, rather than as you are. It has 7 characteristics. It's your false self, insisting you're separate from divine intelligence and special. It's perpetually ready to be offended, fundamentally cowardly, and thrives on separation from God while promoting guilt. The ego is insatiably consumptive, bombarding you with messages that you need more. Ultimately, it's insane, believing it's something it's not and acting on that delusion. The ego offers counterfeit freedom through substances, conquest, and accumulation, traps that lead to bondage. Authentic freedom is knowing who you are, why you're here, and where you're going. Track how often you say, I. Excessive self-reference signals ego dominance. At any moment, you're choosing between 2 perspectives, your soul's or your ego's. The simplest distinction, does this bring me peace or turmoil? When peace is absent, the ego is responsible. Through confrontation, competition, worry, attention-seeking, and endless accumulation, the ego thrives on fear and maintains turmoil to survive. To cultivate peace, offer it wherever possible. Abandon beliefs that don't promote peace. Release fear and guilt, replacing them with love and forgiveness. Remember, judgment and peace cannot coexist. Give yourself daily silent retreat. Most powerfully, choose kindness over rightness. This single shift can transform your entire life. Love's true opposite isn't hate, it's fear. When fear occupies your consciousness, love cannot exist because ego has replaced divine presence. Mother Teresa recognized we're created to love and be loved. If you're not experiencing love, fear has taken residence within you. Fear-driven living means constantly performing for others' approval. Your career, possessions, and achievements become props to impress. Love expresses itself through service, asking nothing in return. Fear operates from lack, believing nothing is ever enough. Love knows it was created by the divine and is inherently complete. To embrace love, affirm daily. I exist as I am. That is enough. Forgive yourself for perceived inadequacies. Notice acts of kindness rather than wrongdoing. Risk intimacy. Tell someone you love how you feel, even when fear whispers warnings. Accept that you are enough, exactly as you are, right now. In a world selling happiness through products and peace through programs, we've forgotten a profound truth. Everything we seek already exists within us. Your sacred self arrived complete, an extension of the highest spiritual force. The striving, the endless pursuit, the feeling of inadequacy, that's ego-driven fiction. Your only mission is to serve and extend love. Shift from striving to arriving. Embrace nothingness as creative space. Practice surrender by recognizing your past is like a boat's wake. It doesn't drive your present. Cultivate acceptance of what is, bewilderment at existence's miracle, and patience that trusts divine design without ego's constant pushing. As each person transcends their ego, collective consciousness naturally transforms. You're not powerless against global problems, you're the solution. Every time you choose your sacred self over ego, you contribute to humanity's spiritual evolution. The revolution is underway, one awakened soul at a time. Your journey inward is the most radical act you can perform, not just for yourself, but for all of us.